My name is David Rosenboom, and I'm the composer of Zones of Influence. Zones was written for William Wynant as the main featured performer, and I also have subsidiary parts that I play.
The piece being 30 years old, and I know when it started, the technology was not up to speed, right? As the years went on, how did your vision change, or did you stick with the plan and just wait for technology to catch up?
I didn't really wait for technology. The technology I had in the mid-1980s when I wrote the piece was great for the time. The instrument that we called the touche, which I collaborated on the design of that with Donald Buchla, it was a fantastic instrument, and I made lots of recordings with it and performed with it a great deal. In its standardized form, it didn't contain the ability to interface with the electronics, so I built an additional interface extension to the instrument in order to be able to accept sensor inputs. And another limitation back then was that we couldn't do the entire 90 minutes of the piece without extensive stopping. So we could do the first section, the snare drum section, say, and its two subsections. And then we'd have to stop, and the audience would have to wait while we moved sensors and reattached them to the next setup. And so basically you had to have an intermission in between every movement in order to make it happen. Now the Apple laptops that we use are super powerful, and they could do the whole thing and do it all in not one program. I was loading programs for each movement, but I could do it so fast that it was easy to go pretty seamlessly from one to the other with just a little pause. So I wasn't unhappy with what we were able to do in the 80s. It was also terrific. But really, it's only now that it's the full extent of the compositional model that I had in mind. It's been a long pathway on the technology side. Mm-hmm. On the composition side, that was all done in the 80s. I didn't change anything from the original composition model that I had devised in 84, 85. In fact, I had to go back to pages and pages and pages and pages of diagrams and numbers and so on.
The percussion part seems very dynamic.
He hits a snare drum, and I get a trigger that says he hit it and how hard he hit it. And what its envelope, what its amplitude shape was. And then, of course, you can make the software respond in any way you want. So it was driving the composition models that are in turn driving the synthesis engine, the Touche 2, that then produces what you hear.
How dynamic is it for you? How much are you actually playing and changing?
In the first two sections, the snare drum one, which has its two sub-movements, and the marimba one, which has its two sub-movements, my role as a performer is strictly to control the electronics in response to Willie. And in those two movements, I'm really following him. So I'm just watching the score like a hawk, and because I know there are specific places where I have to make changes. And then there are specific places where I can perform, where I can actually modify or bend the sound in one way or another, or modify the timbres, you know, turning something up or something down in order to tweak it in various ways. But it's strictly following him. And then the software responds to how he plays. Then when we go then to the third and fourth and fifth movements, where in the third and fourth I play the piano and in the fifth I play the violin, there, of course, I have a part. I consider them to be auxiliary parts, supportive of the percussion, because it's really still a percussion solo. Although I guess you'd have to say that in three and five, it really has turned into a duet. And Willie and I have played together for so many years that, you know, it works great.
I felt at times that it was actually like a trio, you, Willie, and the electronics.
Yeah, I guess in terms of, in instrumentation terms, that would make sense. In terms of the performance, the way I would say it is that we have Willie's playing the percussion, I'm playing either the keyboard or the violin, and we're both playing the electronics. So the electronics becomes a shared joint instrument. So the electronics, in a way, links the instruments. So it's as if we are playing a collective instrument. So, you know, the input from both of us is going into the electronics, so we're both playing it. And in fact, we affect and alter the way it responds to each other, particularly in the third movement, where I'm playing this piano part. The sounds that come out when I press a key down are determined by what he plays. So I can press the key down, but I don't know what the timbre is going to be or the nature of the sound cluster that might come out, and because that's under his control. So, man, there is a lot to coordinate, and so there really is a lot of, you know, rubbing your head and your stomach and chewing gum in three different ways at the same time involved. And so following him and playing that and then still controlling the software is a pretty tricky thing to do.
David Rosenboom and William Winant plan to perform Zones of Influence in New York and the San Francisco Bay Area in the coming year. They have recorded the piece for Pogus Productions. For Ampersand, this is Heather Heise.